Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, talking NBA playoffs over the weekend. One team has advanced. It is the Minnesota Timberwolves. Clean sweep of the Phoenix Suns. KD, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. Hopes were high. Never got off the ground.
The idea of this is that, or the idea of this was supposed to be, that they could be a super team that offensively would overpower. They never overpowered offensively, and defensively they were middle of the pack. And now they've exhausted all of their options going the next year. They don't control their draft pick until 2031. Let that sink in for a second. They do not control their own draft pick until 2031 because of trades and swaps.
The Rams right there.
But without the Super Bowl. And with the Rams, you take that and you do it every single time.
Yeah.
You mortgage the future and you won. You can ride that for a decade. The Suns can't ride anything here because they weren't good. And it wasn't, Devin Booker. It wasn't Kevin Durant. It was Bradley Beal. They had multiple paths to take with the Chris Paul deal. They listened to either Matt Ishbia, he's made some choices already. Maybe don't listen to Isaiah Thomas ever about anything other than like listen to him tell stories about his career. Great.
And why the Dream Team shouldn't have hated him.
Yes. But the choices to mortgage your future without having any proof of concept with a no trade clause contract, Kevin Durant getting older, Bradley Beal falling apart, and getting off your former number one overall pick, DeAndre Ayton, because of emotional damage that you caused within the team.
And bringing in Nurk as his replacement when emotions were exactly the reason why DeAndre Ayton went out. Love Nurk. Great dude.
Yep.
That man is...
That's an emotional roller coaster.
He will disappear on you.
And he did.
He did. Absolutely he did. I loved Anthony Edwards after the game. He's like, he looked at the box score and he goes, Drew Eubanks didn't play? He actually was good for them this series, and he didn't even see the floor in the elimination game.
Tough.
That's a tough look when the star player on the other team takes one look at the box score and goes, Drew Eubanks didn't even play?
And you know why he did that? Because Nurk talks on the floor. And Ant Edwards is, he will talk. He will talk publicly, which is one of those things that's interesting. But there's already been discussions. There were discussions coming in. Frank Vogel's getting fired. I mean, Woj put that. I mean, good God. Woj wrote the obituary on Saturday.
The buzzer went in game four last night.
No, it's after game three.
No, but as of like right when the buzzer hit, it was like, when are the bags going to be packed?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was it. Yeah. And you said this, right before the playoffs started, so it would have been like 2 weeks ago, they're asking Vogel to do something that he can't do with their roster.
Yeah, same thing the Lakers did, and they blame Vogel for that. The same way they're going to blame Darvin Ham, but at least Vogel had the title to kind of fall back on.
All right, Darvin Ham in the Lakers,
being fired.
They are on the brink of it. And LeBron James, he stared a hole through Darvin Ham.
Forget staring a hole. How about jumping up and down like a 12-year-old on the sideline and then allowing a backdoor cut to Jamal Murray? If LeBron James doesn't get that late rip through steal that leads to the run-out dunk from Jokic, the Nuggets might have come back in that game.
Yeah, that was...
It was touch and go in the final 3 minutes.
31 points and damn near blew it.
It was so close. Again, that
was Blazers tanking.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable stuff. But the ripple effects that are going to come out of this playoff, and this, I have said this since November of last year, knowing what the CBA was going to do, it was just a matter of which teams it was going to be. Who falls apart? Because the West was too loaded. You knew the West was too loaded.
Yep.
Who blows up early? And what does that do to the market? Because there have been discussions that I've heard behind the scenes about trading Devin Booker, about trading Kevin Durant, about LeBron James actually asking out. Do they move on from Anthony Davis in Los Angeles? Trae Young being available.
Well, doesn't even have to ask out. He can opt out.
Opt out.
Yeah, yeah. LeBron can just go.
Saying no to $56 million is a lot easier said than done. But Jimmy Butler, Paul George isn't having a contract extension. Philadelphia's looming for him. Like, there's so much potential for disruption because of either Brandon Ingram. I've heard he's basically being
shipped out of New Orleans.
And in New Orleans. And they're probably going to get swept by OKC tonight. There is a chance for major, major, major disruption with how teams are constructed because the impact of the CBA going forward is so prohibitive. Teams are like, nope, I'm out. Like, I think this is what you're going to see is teams cutting ripcords on stuff a lot sooner and being a lot more risk averse on giving up draft capital.
Well, and that is the hard part that Phoenix has created for themselves
they
right now.
They have no draft capital and no way out.
And no trade clauses to players. You're just sitting there, and they are in a rut. Mm-hmm. And you look at all of these teams. The Lakers are probably the next hose after Phoenix because of the fact if LeBron feels like what we saw on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
his feelings towards Darvin Ham,
the organization,
the blank stares that he has had on the bench, not just in the playoffs, but during the regular season too.
And LeBron has been great.
What am I doing right now? And he knows he doesn't have much. He talks about it all the time. I don't know how much I have left in the tank. Right now, he's good enough to be on a contending team with a roster around him. He is playing good enough to go in and make a run to a conference title or an NBA title.
Yeah, if he's willing to sacrifice and go be that guy. For teams that are down 3-1, so that's for Milwaukee, because they're probably going to be without Dame and Giannis.
And Middleton is dinged up.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis getting the early exit.
Which, that was a terrible ejection. Just double team and get back to work. It was so stupid. No punches were thrown.
Yeah, well, in talking to us, they got early texts in that. They kind of set the tone early.
It's so dumb.
All right, so Philly, down 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee, down 3-1.
LA,
down 3-1.
Teams that are down 3-1 have won less than 5% of series.
And it feels like Embiid, it was like his final push was the first three quarters last night.
He's clearly
yesterday.
Not healthy. You can see the knee just buckle every single game.
Can you trust him, though?
No.
In Philly, they absolutely have to have more around him.
Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, Joel Embiid would be, because you're getting nothing out of Tobias Harris. You're paying $30 million for nothing. Well, remember
Goldfish commercials with Boban.
Bobby and Toby. For all of the people who are like, oh, Jeremy Grant's overpaid. Jeremy Grant produces significantly more than Tobias Harris does in those spots. Like, that's the reality, is that Philly's just not good. Philly would crawl over glass for Jeremy Grant right now instead of Tobias Harris.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.